Hi friends, how's it going? I hope you're all doing well and having a great day. Today I'm gonna read the first 2 minutes of chapter 5. Thank you for listening. Here we go. The Red 4x4. The doors of some of the stable buildings were open. I went into the buildings and I looked around. Some of the stables were quite small. They had stalls for only 2 horses. But some stables were large. They had stalls for 5 or more horses. Many of the stables were locked. I looked into some of them through their windows. Every stable had a number. I watched a woman bring a horse from a small stable, stable 42. They put the horse into a trailer and they drove away. This stable area was quite busy. And nobody looked at me. It was now early evening. Many horses were coming back from training on the track. Their jockeys took them to the stables to rest. I walked along the roads between the stables. I'm not gonna find the chief here, I thought, and I'm not gonna learn anything more here. I need to talk to Sandy Bonner again. I'll go back to LA now. Sandy will phone me this evening. Suddenly, I saw a red 4x4 with a trailer. It was near a large stable, stable 14, which was 100 meters from me. A tall, slim, dark man was shutting the stable doors. Is that the 4x4 that I saw at Sandy's ranch? I asked myself. I don't know. There are hundreds of red 4x4s in LA, and there are thousands of tall, slim, dark men. A few minutes later, the red 4x4 went past me. Okay, and that's it for today's reading. Thank you for listening.